Hey there, it's Damien here, back with the 9to5 Google Daily for March 12th, 2020. This is our super quick overview, or rundown, if you will, of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. Google is now blocking its Android TV partners from also using Amazon's Fire TV platform, although the stipulation has been in place for some time as part of the Android compatibility commitment requirements. This could have some ramifications for Amazon's streaming platform. Apparently, if a company has a partnership with Google for its Android platform, it cannot use a forked version of that platform, such as Amazon's Fire TV OS. We'll have to see how this plays out over the next few months. Chrome OS is set to get a native app for printing and scanning documents, as the old Google Cloud Print is set to shut down at the end of 2020. At the moment, there are plenty of ways to print from Chrome OS, but no way to manage your printer queue when you're not using Cloud Print, hence the need for a solution. We've unearthed a print management app within Chrome OS code that looks as though it will take Cloud Print's place and allow Chrome OS users to view and manage their native print jobs alongside a scanning UI that will allow users to scan documents and photos, although we have no time frame for when this might come to the OS. That said, you would expect it to appear before the end of the year before Cloud Print is set to shut down. A recent report from data analysis firm IDC has Google's recently acquired Fitbit as accounting for 6% of the total global wearable market in 2019. Apple naturally dominates the scene with over 30% market share, but considering that Google is looking to get a foothold in the wearable space, it will be interesting to see what plans are drawn up for Wear OS and Google in general, especially now Fitbit is joining the fold. G Suite support for the new Google Assistant UI on Pixel 4 is now rolling out far more widely after only receiving a narrow rollout. We saw reports of support rolling out a little bit further about a week ago, but it seems that more people are now seeing the cut-down UI on their devices when signed into a G Suite account on their smartphone. If you didn't already know, it brings continued conversations, faster hands-free commands, and more to your device, all without needing a network connection. And finally, Computer World's Android 10 report card is now out, naturally with the Google Pixel series top of the tree. With that in mind, Google received a 100% A grade, OnePlus an 85% B rating, Samsung has just scraped a passing grade for the first time with a 68% D+ rating, LG a failing 43% F grade, while HTC and Motorola a poor 0% F rating that is not all that unsurprising. The ratings are based upon time to update to the latest OS and security patch speed for their device lineups. Naturally, you'd expect Google to be top, but it is impressive to see Samsung making gains in this update stakes. That was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth discussion, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.